Well, we have a story now of a dramatic rescue which was carried out on the same day that a brother and sister lost their lives off Ballybunion Beach. This was John Timlin of BrandonAdventures.com. He saved a teenager that got into trouble off Fermoyle Beach in Brandon Bay. And I talked to him. I first of all asked him about what the conditions were like on the day itself where he was and when he first heard that something was wrong offshore.
Yeah, it was a dirty enough part of the day, and there was a good bit of swell from the northwest. It was raining at the time, a bit windy, and I was about to leave the beach. I had all my stuff packed up, and the van turned around. I was just sitting in the van, and someone came and knocked on the window and said, I think we need your help. So I got out, and I saw one girl was kind of, didn't know what was going on. She was a bit confused, and then there was another girl sort of lying on the beach, and then they were said the girl, one of the girls, and it was a German guy, Tobias, said there's another girl out there. And I said, where? And they said, out there. And I couldn't see anything, so got the surfboard and went down to the beach, and they were for sure she was out there, so I just said I'd go out and have a look.
So were the waves pretty high at this stage, like you had to get out beyond them to see what the situation was?
Yeah, they were about head high, I'd say, yeah. They were, decent size, like, you know. So it took a little bit of time to get out through them. And then once I got, like, most of the ways out, I was just looking around, and I sort of thought I saw something, so I went in that direction. And then as I got closer, I saw a person floating there, and they're head was up, thankfully, but there was no movement from the girl in question, and so kind of was a bit bit nervous there for a little bit, and but as I got over, a wave kind of washed over her, and after that she kind of, like, was coughing water and air up, so that was a good sign at least. I managed to get over, and there's a thing you do, like, water safety or for the ISA and the Water Safety Ireland, you'd just kind of you flip the board upside down, and you put them over the board, and then you grab them by the waist and flip the board right side up, and then they're up on top of the board with their head out of the water. So yeah, I actually got to use that eventually, and brought her in then that way, and just kind of keeping her in on top of the board, kind of half surfed the waves in with her on top of the board, and dragged her into the shore. And there was the German lad that we haven't managed to locate, Tobias, really sound fella. He gave me a hand lifting her into the beach then, and it was a pretty close call. So,
and while it was happening, was she semi-conscious? Obviously, she'd been struggling, and her friend on the beach probably completely exhausted by that stage.
Yeah, one of the friends on the beach was just lying on the beach. She was wrecked, and Shona was the girl in the water. She was she had no energy left. She was spent. She couldn't move. We just put her into the recovery position on the beach. She was semi-conscious. She couldn't really say her name, but her eyes were opening. I suppose about 10 minutes after having her lying on the beach and she coughed up a bunch of water, then she was able to give us her name, and we just kind of wrapped her up with towels and blankets. And Tobias, the German lad, had a foil blanket that he got wrapped around her as well, and he was great at it, actually. And it's lucky girl, right place, right time.
But, yeah. John, you obviously have a lot of experience, obviously, from your Brandon Bay Adventures that you run, and you know a lot about the area, I suppose, and know how to get out beyond the waves and know how to surf things in, and the water safety training came in handy as well. So it was a lucky escape here.
Yeah, like, you know, the thing is, Fermoyle is normally, like, really a really safe beach to go swimming on. It's just there was quite big swell that day, and it was, I don't know, there's usually no movement of water either side of high tide and low tide, but it was right in the middle of mid-tide dropping. So that kind of, that gives a bit of a pull to the water, and then the waves kind of wash up the shore, and then gravity will take that water back out through any channels that are on the beach. So that just kind of exaggerated the rips, the way the waves kind of fueled the rip currents, you know. So, I don't know, finally got to use some of the stuff. But, you know, any other surfer that I know would have done the same thing. It was just lucky I was there at the right time.
Yeah, and so is that, do we know what happened here? Were they just out for a swim, got caught in this kind of a rip current, and one of them struggled to shore, the other, two of them made it shore, one just struggled to shore, and the other was caught out there, Shona. Is that
exactly. Yeah, I was chatting to the other girls, and I was chatting to Shona after as well. And, you know, you should always probably stay within waist steps, and you should always be more wary of going into the water when there's bigger waves. But they went up to, you know, like chest depth, and they just felt the pull against them. The two other girls were slightly better swimmers. They were able to make it back in, and Shona got dragged out. So I suppose, yeah, you should always be... anytime you go to a beach that you're unsure of, you should ask someone around you that, you know, do they know the beach? Is it a safe beach to swim? And, you know, normally it is, but that day it wasn't. And then I suppose, like, you probably shouldn't go out past waist depth, especially if there's some swell there. And, you know, swim parallel to the shore.
All the common sense things, really, I suppose, that you need to do. It's kind of frightening, though, isn't it, how quickly something can go wrong?
Yeah. It can happen quick, you know. Like, I lifeguarded in a few other beaches over the years, and, you know, things can change pretty fast. But, I suppose maybe they just need to be a bit more water safety in schools and stuff. Maybe... you know, every April, May, June, they could have somebody going around to all the schools to just reiterate, you know, different, you know, common sense stuff and our techniques for, you know, assessing the situation. But, yeah, it's tricky. I guess that would require a lot of manpower, and it's probably not there, you know.
And well, it'd be a good idea, though, to try and get that going, particularly in schools in Kerry, with the amount of coastline that we do have. John, it's been a rough summer. We've lost a lot of people, whether it's inland lakes and rivers, and unfortunately on the same day as you were able to rescue Shona, we lost two people in Ballybunion. So it underlines, I suppose, the need for everyone to be careful out there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't know how we could get the message across, but probably something more needs to be done about it for sure, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly is the case. John, finally, listen, you run BrandonAdventures.com. What sort of a summer has it been for you?
Well, it's been okay. I've just started out this year, so I do sort of surf lessons, and I do guided hikes and in the Brandon area, Mount Brandon and other peaks around there, and stand-up paddleboarding. It's been a bit quiet, to be honest. Like a lot of my friends that would do similar businesses in the area that have been established for a lot longer, they said it's been a pretty poor year. I guess a lot of people have travelled abroad, and then with the price of fuel, and if tourists are around as well, the price of rental cars has kind of maybe affected it. But sure, I'll keep plugging away at it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, listen, John, well done again, and you know, well done on being there at the right place at the right time for Shona, and thanks William for telling us the story this morning.
No bother. Thanks, Jerry. All the best.
There you go. That's John Timlin there of BrandonAdventures.com with that interesting call to say, look, he feels that, you know, in order to try and combat things, make sure people are safe as possible, certainly in schools with coastlines along them in a county like Kerry, maybe more should be done in water safety in our primary schools. Is it done already? I'm not sure. But that maybe people should go in and visit April, May, June, at the end of the school year to talk to kids and talk to people and get them talking about it. What do you think of that? A good idea? Well worth doing.